do with that?
Well, I mean, originally, you know, I started a really long time ago when I was like 9 or 10 with my American Girl doll blog. And with it, I did stop motion filmmaking. Like literally my girls, they like did gymnastics, they lifted weights, they did everything. And I made it a blog. You know, from there I created my beauty blog and then I turned it into another beauty blog. And then I started YouTubing. With the YouTube, I never quite fell into it the same way as my blog or Instagram. And I don't know why. It's just like, you know, some platforms you like, some you don't. I just never really did. So I took like a little bit of a break from that. And then I went back to YouTube. So, you know, I'm on YouTube a bit. I have 23K. Thank you, everybody. But, you know, I realized somewhere along the line of people, you know, not being so nice, that, wow, why am I pigeonholing myself into one? Wow, why am I pigeonholing myself into one platform? That doesn't make much sense. Lily Jean, go back to your roots. And my roots are filmmaking, actually. I enjoy that. So I decided to create Mind Over Beauty, which is about female empowerment. And, you know, through doing a beauty sort of video. It's not a tutorial. It's not YouTube. This is actually on my website where you can enjoy. You can subscribe to the channel, all that. And we just did Marilyn Monroe. And it's not about Marilyn Monroe as much as admiration for a woman who hustled, a woman who, you know, she gave up a lot. You know, she dyed her hair beach blonde. She had to look the most beautiful. But this is a woman, Conrad, who had a production company that people don't realize. She was brilliantly smart. So this is what Mind Over Beauty is, a little bit of a taste. And then I have Voyager. And Voyager is like a travel New York City thing. And it's like, you know, shorts. So like maybe a clip of